Hello, it's On This Day. It's John Gibbons and I'm joined by Damian Cavana, by Rob Gutman and by Neil Atkinson to talk about three Liverpool games that all happened on the 30th of April across Liverpool's history. We're going to start in 1994 and it's a Liverpool game against Norwich, but most famously it was the last day of the Kop. There is some great footage of this on YouTube. I'll try and get the boys to tweet it out tomorrow. It's basically match of the day from that day, but it shows it really well. The occasion, because it was more of an occasion, unfortunately, Damien, rather than a match. Liverpool managed to lose the game, which was very early 90s of them, it must say. But in terms of the occasion itself, everyone did a really good job. I thought not least the fans in the Kop themselves of making it as memorable as possible.
Oh, it was fantastic and certainly a very bittersweet day, a very bittersweet rundown to it of the old standing Kop with all the traditions that had gone and then the reasons why we had to go to all-seater and that. But yeah, it was a question of like, let's make sure this is a fitting occasion, and the fans were absolutely up for them and with all the colours. I've never seen the Kop so resplendent in all the run-up to all that, and you got all the old legends out and everything. It's just a shame that the team is absolutely horrific, and they really were. You know, it was a very poor season by a lot of, you know, for a lot of reasons. We were just rubbish, and even the crowd, even that crowd, and even that occasion couldn't inspire us to a win. I remember actually singing in the Kop. I remember singing to Norwich, "You're supposed to let us win," and you know, Goss scores a fabulous goal, and to be fitting. It's just a shame he was wearing the wrong colours, and it's just, you know, it was a very flat occasion of the game, and I've never really watched it back or anything because it was so so bittersweet about all the leads up that meant that we needed to go to all seated and the standing Kop had to be no more. And I also remember going home and thinking that was a good job well done. Okay, we lost, but the crowd was great. And I don't mind admitting this, on the walk home from the pub that night, I sobbed my heart out.